This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Hope Breakfast with Sam and Duncan.
Oh, happy Friday, Sydney.
What's that smell? Smell of awesomeness coming your way.
Yes, we have a very special guest in the studio. So excited to welcome Mr. Eddie Wu.
Sam, Duncan, such a pleasure to be with you.
Yay!
Actually, we got fake applause. There we go.
All right, that's enough from you.
Needed that. Yep, settle down. Welcome to Hope Breakfast, but even more importantly, congratulations on getting through your school term.
Oh, I'm still alive, just barely. Seriously, can hear it in my voice. But yeah, it's looking forward to the school holidays, but it's been a good one. Year 12 sailing off into the sunset, getting ready for their HSC.
Oh, yes. Many Hope Landers doing that this morning, yeah.
We put together a top five numbers. Number 5, 24, number 4, 5, number 3, 2, number 2, 16, and number 1, pi.
According to Hopeland.
According to Hopeland, what's your favourite number?
Oh, look, I mean, I'm going to completely ignore your rule as well about whole numbers, and I'm going to say, I'm disappointed more people didn't say this, 1 or 3.2, right?
Oh, come on. Oh, snap! That's a good point. Take really that, 104.1 today, FM.
Ouch.
No, ouch. Glad that you're here, Eddie. If you've never heard of Eddie before as well, Mr. WooTube, he's the head teacher of maths at Cherrybrook Technology High School, and he's got a brand new book out, which we're going to talk about in just a tick, Woo's Wonderful World of Maths. It's a good-looking book, mate. You've done a good job.
Thank you so much, Sam. Had a great team help me out.
Let's go to a song. After this, we're going to talk about the book. Sam and Duncan and our very special guest this morning, Eddie Wu. So excited to have you here and to talk about this brand new book of yours, Wu's Wonderful World of Maths. And I was reading it yesterday, amazed to see that you actually didn't, or you say that you didn't really enjoy maths until the age of 19 when you decided to become a maths teacher. What changed?
Yeah, so definitely an English and history, drama, like a humanities buff when I was at school. And I love stories and characters and narratives. And I went to university with the full intent to become an English and history teacher. But then at age 19, I turned up at enrollment day and there was this professor walking around talking to all the new students. And he said, he looked at the subjects that I'd taken at school. He said, look, I'm not going to force you to change your mind. But, at least at the time, in New South Wales, we've got loads of English and history teachers. You know what we don't have a lot of? Mathematics teachers. And he pointed over at the line where people were, you know, queuing up to become mathematics teachers, except there was no one there because
wow.
No one was keen. And it's a shortage we still have now. And I thought, well, this is an area, if there's an area of need here, like I went into teaching because I love kids. I love working with young people. And if that's where the need is, that's where it makes sense to go. That's where the journey began.
I feel, personally, I'm a pragmatist, and one of the biggest frustrations I had with math was it always felt like theory. And I wonder if that transition for you, when you were able to say, actually, no, this practically applies to a lot of different areas, I wonder if that's the biggest problem with people getting over when it comes to math. You sit down and you get this abstract algebraic equation. You're like, what am I going to use this for?
Yeah, well, you touch on this really insightful thing that when we say mathematics is abstract, yeah, there's all these letters and symbols and numbers, and you're like, what does any of it mean? And it's one of the superpowers of mathematics is you can kind of apply it to anything. You could apply, you know, the equation of a parabola. That's that sort of arched shape. Half of a Macca's symbol. That's what that is, right? So you can put it in logos. If you throw a ball through the air, it shapes out that exact same curve. Every object under the force of gravity, a satellite dish, right? So that same mathematical reality can apply to all these different spots. But if you don't see those things, it just remains that abstract thing, which is like, what does this have to do with anything?
It's amazing. And you, I mean, you are very well known for WooTube, which you started back in 2012. It's basically your class lessons being filmed, put online. Kids love it. Adults love it as well. What gave you that idea to start filming your class lessons?
So this is 6 years ago now. I can't believe so much time has passed. I had a student of mine. He was in year 10. And he was actually diagnosed with cancer and was going to be missing weeks and weeks of school to receive treatment, for his immune system to recover. And back in those days, sort of standard procedure was, okay, you're going to miss a lot of school. This is the work we're going to be covering while you're away. Here's, you know, a chapter in the textbook. Have a go at that. Try and keep up while you're at home and then pick up where you left off when you returned. And I knew, because I was an English humanities person when I was at school, most ordinary human beings cannot just pick up a textbook and read it and like, oh, yes, that makes perfect sense. Most of us need someone to sit beside us, to guide us. And I thought, you know what? I've got a phone in my pocket. it can take decent video. It won't be perfect, but it'll help much more than just sending him home with a book. And that's where the idea to record the lessons began.
You've won a number of awards. 2018 local Australian Local Hero of the Year. And you've also been shortlisted for this top 10 teachers in the world.
That's massive, mate.
That's huge.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
No, it's incredible.
But I was thinking, like, about my time at school, there was a teacher, Mr. Burgoyne, who was really influential in me kind of settling in and finding my place at school. Really inspiring for me. Was there, like, an inspirational teacher in your life that led you to this point?
Yeah. Well, and this is one of the things, just before I answer your question, which I love about teaching, which is that, you know, almost more than any other adult, apart from, say, your parents, teachers get to have this long-term sort of impact on a child's life, which I just think is such a privilege and an amazing thing about being in the education profession. But I'm going to pick out two teachers because it's really hard to separate them in my mind. Mr. Best, who was my music teacher, and Mr. Brown, who was my agriculture teacher. I think everyone had a Mr. Brown at some point, and mine was the head of agriculture at the school. And these two men, they showed me what it meant to be a teacher and to care for your students. Like, I was not a great musician nor an excellent student in agriculture, but that didn't matter. They really looked out for me as a fellow human being. Also, as Christians, they sort of modeled for me what it was like to be a teacher and to live your life with integrity and to carry out your job, do that excellently, and care for the people around you. They made a really deep impact on me.
That's good. What I love about this book, because it's not just your average maths book, it's a fun book. That's what, and it's nice and colourful. It's really beautiful to look at. But I love that you show us how maths is everywhere. You've already given us some examples of this, but you also help us to appreciate the things of this world a whole lot more. And I really love that so much. Can you give us some more examples of this that come out in your book?
Yeah, sure. So for me, like, you really can dig into any part of reality and you'll find mathematics there even when you're a bit sort of not expecting it. So if anyone's sort of able to look out a window or if they're outside, you know, driving by and you can see a tree nearby. Everyone, I think, can picture what the shape of a tree's branches look like as they spread out into the air. And that's kind of, well, it's not like a geometric shape like we would used to think of at school, like a square or a triangle, but it's a very fractal, recognizable shape. That's right. Now, we call them fractals because that shape is kind of broken and fractured. And in fact, if you take, you know, say a lightning bolt or the blood vessels that trace out your entire body, or a river delta as it sort of spreads out into land, they all make the exact same shape. What's up with that? They're such different objects, and yet there's a mathematical reality underneath that, which gives them that unity, which I think is amazing.
So good.
Incredible.
Eddie, we want you to stick around, because we usually do a segment on a Wednesday called Science Time. People call in with their science questions for us. We are very underqualified, but we make a fun thing of it anyway. We want to flip it around this morning and do Maths Time. So, if you have a maths question you want Eddie to answer, send us a text right now, 0448 40 2020. Special guests,
Eddie Wu.
Mr. Eddie Wu.
Now, Eddie, just to get the ball rolling, I've created a couple of mathematical problems for you to solve for us. The first one is this one. 250 cent pieces come together. They've got 12 equal sides and they touch. What is the angle formed, theta, when those 2 50-cent pieces come together?
Yowza. Okay.
So now, underneath. So
that's a tricky one.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to disappoint the listeners right now by not giving you a number, but I'm going to tell you how to get there. Because here's the thing. A lot of people think mathematics is about that ability to do arithmetic and crunch numbers. It's not the most important by a long shot, even though it's a fundamental skill. Yeah. So 50-cent coins famously are dodecagons. They are 12-sided.
Yeah.
And so if you say, if you cut up a dodecagon into a bunch of triangles, how many triangles could you fit inside the dodecagon? The answer is 10. And listeners at home can actually draw one if you like and cut it up. So each of those triangles has an angle sum, we're talking about angles here today, of 180 degrees, full, like half a revolution. So you got 10 triangles in there, 10 times 180. I think people can do that without a calculator. 1,800 degrees, but there's 12 of them. So you divided by that. Now, I don't have a calculator here with me, and I'm okay to say I don't know what that number is off the top of my head.
Okay.
But we can divide that. Okay. That'll give us what each of those angles is on the inside of the dodecagon.
Yeah.
Right. What's the answer?
So, it sounds
Dunkey
like...
got the answer.
He's figuring it out the right way. The
sounds
answer
like... Yeah.
The answer is 60.
Yep.
And it's that's exactly how you figure it out.
Yeah, well done, okay. Mate.
Happy times.
Okay. Legend.
I'm going to do this one because I think this is often ones that you guess in exams and you guess straight away and you get it wrong. Okay, so this one says, a bat and a ball cost $1.10. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
Yeah, so this is one that mathematics teachers love to throw at students just to rile them up. So I happen to know the answer is 5 cents.
Because, 5 cents?
Yeah.
You're the only one in the office who's got
it. I had 10. 10 cents.
I've got to be a little qualified for this, right? Because if you say, oh, the ball's 10 cents, then the bat will be a dollar more, $1.10. Wait a second. They add up to $1.20, not $1.10 as was first stated.
Yes.
Bam.
Oh. We're being schooled this morning by Eddie Wu. Let's go to the text line. We've had a few texts come in. Questions for you. This is from Eric. Why have they changed the way kids work out stuff from the 70s and 80s? I can't do year 5 homework now. I mean, help with it. That's from Eric.
So this one feels very personal to me because my kids are at school, and even as a mathematics teacher, I'm looking at what they bring home from year 2, year 4, and I'm kind of like, ooh. There's these words and ideas in here. When did they rewrite the laws of how to add or divide numbers? And actually, there's a real moral underneath this, which is that mathematics is a much more open and creative subject than people realize. So even though you might get a question and there might be one answer, like, say, 5 cents for the ball, there are, one of the beautiful things about mathematics is how many different ways you can solve a problem. And in fact, a key mathematical skill is the ability to choose from all of those different, you know, I like to picture it like Batman with his utility belt, right? He always knows what is the appropriate gadget to pull out. And so that's why, in fact, it's not that it's different, but they've learned new and a more diverse range of ways to do those sums or subtraction, whatever.
Does Eddie think Kahoot is a good way to teach maths? This is from Cassie, who you've been helping out with her advanced maths on WooTube.
That's amazing, Cassie. For the people who don't know, Kahoot is it's an online game. Yep. You sort of can compete against friends, and it's a really fun sort of way to challenge yourself. I think it's a really healthy way to go about it and to, you know, just enjoy putting yourself under a bit of pressure to say, oh, can I beat my friend? Is Sam or Duncan going to be better at getting this game? Who's going to get the most points? But I think like an important diet, it should be part of a balanced way of learning maths. It can't be the only way because there are some things which you can't do. Not all maths is about being fast.
Okay, fantastic. That's good. Okay, I've got this question. Hey, Eddie, I'm learning about Cartesian planes. When will I ever use this in real life?
Okay, anytime you ever might have to read a map, you want to know exactly where something is, you could sort of wave your arms around and say, oh, it's like kind of to the left of that other landmark and sort of underneath there, and it ends up being vague and confusing. Far better to actually be able to say, look at the map, and oh, it's on F5. Yeah, that's just where it is, and there's no ambiguity. It's really clear, and that's what the Cartesian plane is all about. It's being able to describe where things are and be really clear and unambiguous.
Good.
Bronte has a challenge for you. Have you memorized all of pi?
Okay, so Bronte, if you've got enough gall to ask me that question, then you also know that it is impossible to memorize all of pi because those decimal digits that go after the 3.14, etc., they go on forever and they never repeat, which is weird.
Wow.
It's predictable that a lot of people love pi, but it's not kind of the only irrational number. Do you have a personal favorite?
Yes, I do have a favorite. My favorite, I mean, pi is a Greek letter. So yep. We use letters often to signify special numbers. My favorite one, I think I'd have to say, is E. And it's not just because E is the first letter of my name. E is this number about 2.7, and it's the number of exponential growth. That's what the E really stands for.
Right.
And it doesn't get a lot of love, but it's actually really important to how populations grow, how radioactive materials decay, how hopefully the amount of money you have in your bank account grows with compound interest. And that's where that number comes from.
One last question. This comes from Kate, and she says, this is a very pressing maths question. Can I be on Teenage Boss?
Oh, wow. Well, I get why that's pressing. Season 1 of Teenage Boss, we finished filming back in April. I haven't heard any news about a potential season 2.
Oh, come on, ABC.
Just have to wait and see.
ABC's sorting out some stuff today.
Yeah, I understand they've got a few issues.
Yeah. Well, look, Eddie, really excited about this book. You can get Eddie's book right now, Woo's Wonderful World of Math. Thank you so much for joining us on Hope Breakfast and making us feel that little bit smarter this morning.
Guys, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.